Hi, this is Tim Cole, and I'm reading from our book, Digital Enlightenment, that I wrote together with Ossie Erks. This chapter is entitled, Why Multitasking Trauma is Just a Myth. The technicum, described by Kevin Kelly in his book, What Technology Wants, takes over the role of awareness as a kind of a technical perception. It forms, in fact, a new dimension of existence brought about by technology, and it is constantly being refreshed and recreated. This new dimension transcends our material reality. Hi, this is Tim Cole. I'm reading from my book, Digital Enlightenment, which I wrote together with Ossie Erks. And this chapter is entitled, Why Multitasking Trauma is Just a Myth. The technicum, described by Kevin Kelly in his book, What Technology Wants, takes over the role of awareness as a kind of a technical perception. It forms, in fact, a new dimension of existence brought about by technology, and it is constantly being refreshed and recreated. This new dimension transcends our material reality, but it also reflects it, thus taking it forward. Digitalization and networking add to this. Virtuality, a sphere somewhere between material reality and non-material perception of reality, create a new dimension of what we think of as real. Reality is no longer just a fixed idea in the heads of a small group of insiders. Instead, it becomes a commonplace phenomenon felt and observed by many. Am I less real for my circle of friends on Facebook than for acquaintances on this side of the computer screen? Hardly. We need to learn to think about this additional dimension in new ways if we want to be able to shape our future. Neither Google nor the NSA will stand still and wait for us to catch up. The faster we learn to change our lives and our perceptions of reality, the better. However, in order to understand this changed world, we need new categories to describe it and to think about it. Without proper terms of reference, without categories, in other words, we won't be able to truly understand what is happening. According to the principle of linguistic relativity, first proposed in the 19th century by thinkers such as William von Humboldt, language determines thought. So linguistic categories limit or determine cognitive categories. Quantum physics, as Niels Bohr famously put it, is not concerned with reality per se, but with, quote, what can be said about the world, end quote. The American theoretical physicist John Archibald Wheeler, who lived from 1911 until 2008, suggested that information is fundamental to the physics of the universe. According to his it from bit doctrine, the laws of physics can be cast in terms of information, and all things physical are information theoretic in origin. This, in turn, caused Christopher Langen, a self-taught philosopher and a physicist, who has been called the most intelligent man in America because of his IQ of 195, to describe the universe itself as both conscious and introspective, a state he calls infocognitive. In order to really understand the world, we therefore need to include and determine its informational content. Information, bits in Wheeler's dictum, are criteria for proving if something is real, which in turn proves that multitasking, namely the ability to handle more than one task at the same time, is not, as Frank Schirmacher would have us believe in his book Payback, a traumatic form of bodily injury, but actually a way of handling digital reality. Schirmacher himself, who, while by his own admission a regular user of digital media and networks, apparently doesn't belong to those who are willing and able to develop this new skill that would have enabled him, he passed away quite suddenly in June of 2014 at the age of only 55, to help understand and shape the digital future and think in new ways. In this, he shares the fate of Jaron Lanier, an American musician and self-proclaimed father of virtual reality, who persists in seeing the swarming of information and the creation of the new digital public as something he calls digital Maoism. Actually, our brains have always been quite capable of performing multiple tasks more or less simultaneously. The simplest example of human multitasking is, of course, the ability of most of us to take a phone call while typing an email. Our feeling of hunger persists in the background until we eat something. We cannot turn it off at will. However, the ability to multitask seems to be more marked in members of the younger generation who have grown up with digitalization and networking as a determining factor in their lives. Multitasking may even prove to be a crucial evolutionary development by our species, which can stop Homo sapiens from being marginalized by its own technology. As the cognitive scientist Linda Stone has noted, kids who grow up in the digital world are especially adept at multitasking, but pretty lousy at concentrating fully on a single task. Hence their tendency to keep the TV set on in the background while they do homework, at the same time keeping an eye on their email or WhatsApp inbox. Schumacher describes multitasking as a form of Taylorism, namely the breaking up of complex tasks into many tiny, dull, sequential steps. In this he echoes Aldous Huxley, who in his dark future scenario, Brave New World, written in 1932, coins the term Fordism to describe a world in which everything is organized along the principles of strict division of labor and assembly line production. Digitalization and networking point us in a totally different direction, as will be seen later. Instead of a world of mass production, the result will be a world of digital craftsmanship and networked manufacturing, a term, by the way, which comes from the medieval Latin manufactura and means literally made by hand. Developing the ability to keep up with the clock pulse set by our networked computers, so in effect to lead our lives in real time, we feel will be crucial if we hope to be able to stay in control. The ability is so inherent in all of us. It is in fact hardwired into our brains. The task we now face is a social one, namely, to bring as many of us up to speed, so to speak, as possible. School children need to be instructed in the use of digital tools and made able to perform tasks in real time. Algorithms and computers, networks and applications that depend on them will help us. But it is up to us to put them to creative and productive use. Thinking in real time is rapidly becoming a fundamental cultural skill, and by doing so, we will have a chance of controlling and mastering our futures. If not, we risk being overrun by development so dynamic that we will no longer be able to stay the course.